Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Woohoo! So we'll just do the loop into Queensland, but not round Highgate Wood. Is that okay?
Whatever you say.
Cool, cool. So it'll be about 35, 40 minutes. Should be fine.
Let's go.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What a lovely day it was yesterday.
We're on a bit of a it's a bit of a rematch, isn't it?
We should probably be honest, because otherwise we have everyone will go, why?
Why are they so resentful?
Yesterday, we went and tried. It was actually good and bad, because we went and tried a new place. And it was really nice.
It was really good, actually.
So we'll go.
So that is good. That's great.
Yeah,
that,
and we'll go back again. That's
set. In the bank.
That's done. We also.
It's not going to go anywhere.
I think we said some of the wisest, funniest things we've ever said.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's real. We were totally in the moment.
We transcended.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a moment
we
there.
Flew.
When
we flew.
We weren't really running so much as just kind of floating along in a.
Yeah, we were just ciphers for kind of comedy and grace.
And a small toddler in a pushchair said, "There, mummy, truth."
Yeah, they just pointed at us and then dissolved into light. It was.
So it's a shame.
It was just a normal podcast.
It's a shame
really.
They recorded
it. Yeah. And then we got home and the recorders didn't work. So
and then it
here
rained and rained and rained and it's not as nice a day. And I had much too much to drink last night. And also, my knee hurts.
Oh dear.
My foot was hurting.
Well,
we were talking last night.
Oh my goodness, that's no good.
That's not good.
Well, we were sort of talking about this. A little bit.
Sorry, thank you.
We were sort of talking about this a little bit yesterday, weren't we? Sort of discomfort and how running is discomfort and how we've chosen discomfort. And little did we know we're in for a barrel the next day. Because it feels like you've sort of only temporarily just reached the end of a phase slightly of running, even though you're coming to the park run. You're just a bit tired, aren't you?
Let's face it. I'm a bit runned out and a bit tired out. That's right. It's all. I think that everyone has Doms and Morning Magpie, various things that come back to bite them. But I do think I've got a very slow metabolism.
Right.
You know, it's more than, it's kind of as the Fortnite line from New York came about. I've just been so tired.
Yeah.
This last,
because you don't seem to, because you sort of do New York and then before you know it, you're in Estonia and then,
I haven't had a moment for it. We were saying yesterday, well, we'll just have to accept each other's repetition, because you haven't heard it, dear listener, but I was saying how the family got me a lay-in on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because it was a really late night on Saturday night, and honestly, I needed it. I was like absolutely
bone tired. Yeah.
And then I fell asleep in the house on Monday afternoon, just like a nap, just maybe 40 minutes, but my goodness, just some of the deepest sleep you'll ever know.
Yes.
And B, absolutely necessary. It's more like passing out than dozing
You
up.
Really know it when you get it, don't you? That necessary deep sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I run at the moment, I'm tired. You know, my body's like Are we stopping soon?
Do we have to keep running?
Which is quite an unusual feeling for me.
Yeah. Are you going to just ease off the mileage for a couple of weeks, maybe?
Well,
I'm not, that sounds...
No, I think it's
sounds
valid.
Revolutionary. I'm really tired. It's my body keeps saying stop running. I'm looking for about 45, 50 a week.
Well, I think there's a real truth in it, because last week I went back to around just over 30 miles,
right,
which was my plan. I wanted to get back to 30 mile weeks, and
yeah,
was very pleased that I did. And I ended it with a fairly respectably nippy park run. But yeah, I think that's part of why this week I'm thinking, I want to lie down while I'm running.
Yeah.
That and the fact that I had... Well, since I'm meeting my wife from work, we can have a drink. I'll have this beer. Well, I've got wine indoors, but now I've had a beer, I want a beer. I'll buy some beer. I'll drink the beer. I'll still drink the wine.
Nice.
Tuesday night.
Who can resist a Tuesday, though? Those cheeky Tuesdays, well, that just pop in.
Again, we were talking fairly... I was talking definitely more positively about finding some quite sensible midweek drinking yesterday. Maybe I binged to celebrate my great breakthrough, because you were saying that generally you really do only drink, you're back on the one day a week.
Yes.
But you make really...
Back on the one day a week, but in that 7 or 8 hour window, I tend to drink
enough for
two bottles of wine.
Hey, yeah.
And that last one is just stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a stupid bottle. It's almost like I know that it's stupid. It's almost like I'm sort of... Because I really love the structure of my week. I just love working really hard, and then the gigs, and then the Sunday, and then I go to church, and then I send the script pages off, and then I get start sorting out for Sunday lunch. It feels amazing.
It's the rhythm.
And at that point, it's like, I can't handle life being this amazing. In some way, the drink's a celebration of it. The
and fact that life's amazing. It becomes a sabotage of it.
But on the other, it's a kind of... feeling of it can't exist, so I've got to start from zero again on the Monday.
Yeah,
it's
really weird.
It's really... I'm wondering whether there's another level.
A slight sense of self-deletion.
Yes, yeah, totally. I wonder if I could just get through that window, I'd kind of burst through, but I find it very difficult. I must
say.
It's weird. It's a weird one.
I think in different ways you and I are both voracious. It was very difficult to start something and not... and then stop, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one of the things that sometimes is sensible with me and my wife, is that we realise that that first drink is always the best one.
Yeah.
Feeling lightly toasted because you might be celebrating or just kicking back.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're just chasing it.
You're sort of chasing.
Chasing with less and less.
Chasing, languishing.
Results.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's something that, let's face it, we've struggled with it for quite a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So I think,
and once a week, I'm not going to beat myself up too much.
I should look into it, see if anyone's done any studies, because I think
has anyone ever drunk before?
Drinks, yeah. It might be to some extent addictive.
Yeah, they seem certainly momentarily Moorish.
They're Moorish, aren't they?
Yeah, but and you get those. So I'm kind of factor in a slightly melancholy Monday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not great.
Just another, or in this case, Wednesday.
Yeah,
because
well, for you, yeah.
Exactly. Because yesterday, you know, classic, it's like the week started well. It did start well. I'm just done with it now. I say it started well. I'm not getting on that well with my incoming birthday.
Talk to me about that.
I think...
Do you know what? Can I just say, I feel that the fact that we lost yesterday's podcast means that we're chatting better. I think we should basically lose a record every week and then meet the next day and go for another run.
Well, okay.
Ideas? Thoughts?
Oh, yeah. That's a big yes from me.
So talk to me... talk to me about 50, then. Talk to me about it.
Well, I don't think, you know... I really don't think I'm particularly in midlife crisis mode. I think I'm more bumpy up against that thing I found early on in lockdown, which is an amazing thing to come to so late in life, but I really think that I'm not as much of an extrovert as I thought I was.
Right.
I'm one of these introvert extroverts.
Yes.
So I've been looking forward to this birthday for a long time. And I always planned for parties and things, wanted to be a big deal.
Yes.
At one stage I was going to have a massive gig or even maybe like a festival. And to
you want to invite everyone you've ever met kind of thing to celebrate.
Everyone you've ever known and do some incredible show and all this stuff. And that's quite rightly that plan has been wound down to a sensible plan that reflects my day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And now I just want to make sure I enjoy it.
Yes.
I'm a bit worried that I'm going to worry about it too much. You know what I mean? I'm kind of worried about worrying. It's a very non-specific.
Well, no, I found the actual 50th party not great, actually. Just a little bit. I'd kind of overloaded it a bit much.
Yeah.
And invited too many people from different areas of my life.
Yeah, yeah. And then you worry about them.
And then you got to host it.
Interacting and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like... I mean, let's face it, when you... I don't know, I kind of wish I'd done it a bit smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's sort of... It's a tough one to get right. You don't want to be... I always want to be one of those people who celebrates birthdays. But I just feel... Yeah, I can't put it any simpler than that. I kind of overloaded it.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course,
easily done, I think.
Like all kinds of... Like any big occasion as you get older, it's just much more bittersweet.
Yeah.
In a way that I think is healthy, really. But, you know, in life, we do think about the people that we've lost. And obviously, the front runners there are people that have died. But it's also a time for thinking about people you used to be friends with.
Right.
People you might have... I don't know, just various things that...
Do you feel you've lost contact with a few people?
...changed along the way, you know?
Yeah. Have you naturally lost contact with the patterns of your life sort of thing?
I think a big swathe of my oldest friends just don't like me and never did, which is a problem with friends.
That's quite a tough one to swallow, isn't it?
It's not ideal, is it?
They don't like me and never did.
In a way, at least
it's almost worth inviting them.
There's no change there to deal with.
It's almost worth inviting them to your party just to tell them
just
that, isn't
check.
It? Yeah, just to confirm.
It's interesting. Actually, here's something.
But at least
I told
you don't
you
have to tolerate them the next 30,
that
40 years.
We've got to from a different angle. Is my wife said something wise. The other day, she said, I'm glad you're not doing your 100th park run on Saturday because there would just be such a drop-off, you know?
Yeah.
We did the 20 marathons and the 100 park runs and the 5 decades. Just turn around on Monday.
Yeah.
After, let's face it, a weekend's steady,
conniving.
If not heavy, drinking.
Yes.
And I was...
What's
There'd
it all
just
about?
Nothing left.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good. My birthday present, because my birthday is on Monday.
Yeah.
My present to myself is nothing left.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Are we gonna?
So how are we gonna get through this?
Well, I'd like to. How are you? Are you up for recording on Monday, by the way, rather than Tuesday?
Yes, of course, absolutely. I'd like to record on Monday.
A birthday rally
commentary. That would be great. Yeah.
Is the way forward.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Because let's face it, this is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, we like doing this.
It's good fun.
Well, also, it's fun and it's therapeutic, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is... I'm enjoying this. But it should be. But it shouldn't be enjoyable because we lost a really good recording yesterday.
Yeah.
But this feels like a really good recording.
It's one of the great lessons of life, isn't it? So every time it happens, you think, oh, this is so annoying. It's like, that being annoying, that's part of it. One of the great, and also I just remember when we started out the first time we lost an episode, it's like, it's lost. We can try and repeat ourselves word for word, and you can't do it.
No, of course you can't.
Can't be done.
You'd have to try, wouldn't they?
Oh, I mean, really.
Tell you what, these Wanstead flats are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
I love this park.
Yeah, I think when we go to Wanstead, we're going to christen it Twisted. Twice at the very least. Damn it. I'm having trouble here now. I'm saying we're having a lovely
careful
time.
Careful with this, because I don't want to...
Going down the steep bit, it's very slippery underfoot.
Yeah, it is,
with hidden slippery wooden steps under...
And leafage, yeah.
I've got like a stitch in my back.
Oh, goodness.
My knee's hurting. And yeah, definitely. We're going to 2 runs a week from now on. It sounds great.
But yeah, second recording of the day.
So part of it is slightly ridiculous that I'm going to go to ParkCon on Saturday, but I'm going to. So if you're anywhere near London and hearing this as it comes out on Thursday, Friday, in the final week of November, then Highbury Fields ParkCon, mate.
But I think it wouldn't be absurd for you to
tailwalk it.
Well, no, not run before Saturday. Or just go for a really gentle one on Friday, maybe. Or,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just
oh, absolutely.
Just take the old... Because you look like you're slightly limping when you're running.
Thanks.
In fact, are you running? Is that right?
Do you call that running?
New podcast. Now that's what I call running.
Oh, no, I'm hurting. That's what I'm doing at the moment. But I still get to that park run, and like you say, I was also planning to get back to that in a less banged up way.
Yeah.
Do you remember big blind weeks? I got into going for a run on Monday.
Yeah.
Going for a run with you on Tuesday, which tends to end up being quite long, because I'll run and meet you. And then
yeah, long and, so it's long often and easy. Yeah.
Long and easy. We've broken up, so it's sort of psychologically easy. And then run less and less, and then run faster at the weekend.
Yeah.
So I've kind of stumbled into that this week, but that's definitely the way forward. And I am winding down. I really am. There's these park runs. And then... You know, there'll be a marathon in like April. That's okay.
Yeah,
we can think.
You just
about
need to.
I'm fit enough for the. I'm fit enough to count for pre-training training.
Yeah, you just need to have a little rest and a rethink and kind of. It's all about goals, isn't it? You set a goal and then suddenly you've got a bit of meaning and purpose, and it's just sort of it holds you in place. And
well, yeah, and enjoyable. Also I just remembered one of the reasons I was so strict about doing 30 miles last week was because early last week I realised how much weight I put on between York and New York.
How much would you?
I mean, it's not that much in the great scheme of life, but it was half a stone.
Right.
And
you noticed, don't you?
That's going to be a contributing factor to how hard that marathon was.
Absolutely.
And B, my weight's been really steady this last couple of years.
Yeah.
Probably for nearly 3 years. It's just...
And the 12 and the 16.8's done that.
It's 16.8, high mileage, low, easy running.
Yeah.
And vegan. Since I've put all those things in place,
yeah,
my body weight has never been so steady until October 2022.
Right.
And so, in a way, I found that whole situation reasonably satisfying. You know, it's a bit of a shock, but equally it's like, oh, so... If I take the foot off the pedal, it does have an impact, you know. And also,
yes,
it shows that I'm doing. Basically, I'm a combination of two quite good things. One, I am someone who can put weight on quite easily and who eats quite voraciously. But two, I'm very good at being strict and adhering to rules.
And it shows that what you're doing is working, isn't it?
Exactly.
So that when you do stop doing it, it stops working.
If I look around and I've clapped on a few pounds again in another 2 to 3 years, that wouldn't be a big problem, would it?
No.
Hey, watch out for roots under these leaves.
Yes.
Trip hazard!
It's actually a really nice day. It was pouring down early this morning.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's calmed down. Nice and... It's a bit wet and chumpy underfoot.
Yeah.
A lot of leaves still on the trees, as we've talked about.
Yeah, well, I think it's the warmth, isn't it? We were saying it's today.
They're confused.
They've still got liquid in them, which means no matter how much you bash them with wind and rain, they don't just break off the tree. Because it's to do with... Yeah.
There's that's a killer out. That one.
Don't trip over that one.
They're introverts and extroverts. And they want to be on the tree, they want to be off the tree.
And it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's absolutely...
Oh, away, hey, away!
It's incredible, isn't it?
It's so nice these things. You want to kind of just suddenly sit down in them, don't you?
skating rather than running, comedians.
Leaf rather. Nearly caught a leaf. Let's be careful here, shall we? Talking park runs. I want to tell you about the other ones.
Yes.
I'm in Cardiff. On December the 3rd.
And that's the big one for you.
That'll be the ton.
That's the ton up.
Yeah, what's...
So you'll be there Anyone got any park run anniversaries? You'll be there. Go, me! Me! How many? 100? Where are you from? England?
Boo! Boo. London? Boo. Boo! Double boo!
Boo! Yeah, yeah.
Anyone further afield than that?
Yeah!
Yes!
London?
Yes!
Roll out the bat. London? Boo! Boo! Stop him! Stop him running!
Rugby tackle!
Catch him!
What's exciting about, and I see it very clearly from here, a week and a half out, apparently limping.
Hungover.
What's lucky is that when I get to Wales, I'm also going to get my parkrun PB, so that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a lovely pressure to put
on it.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Healthy.
100th one and the fastest.
And 100 and faster, getting faster and faster.
Fastest.
And I'm not even ageing.
Yeah.
I'm actually getting younger.
Yeah. 50, 50, 50.
Oh, 8, 9, 8.
50, 50, 50.
That's what I want to do for my birthday, is just talk to other men with similar interests.
Yeah.
Oh, 8, 9, 8.
50, 50, 50.
And leather jackets. I am...
So who's going to the party? How many people you got? Will it be? Will just, how long is it going to?
It's just me and you. It's a run record.
How should we run home afterwards? That'll be a podcast, won't it?
Rob. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just a. It's basically advanced meeting at the pub.
Is it going late?
Midnight.
Right.
Does that count as late?
Midnight, I suppose.
No.
So. Not really.
No. And the good thing is, there'll be some. Some of the younglings, because the younglings aren't as young.
Yes, no, that is nice, yeah. You're entering the era of intergenerational parties.
Yeah.
A lot of fun to be had, mate.
Yeah, a lot of fun for us, not so much for them.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got to be with them while they're having a good time.
Yeah, it's sort of when they're either feeding me or just not talking at all.
It's kind of a weird one, because it's like... Everyone wants everyone else to have a good time, but not that good a time. So it's like they had, do you know what I mean? It's sort of like the limits.
Stop partying, I'm partying here.
Yeah, yeah.
No, my, I think I might have said this a couple of weeks ago, but my daughter made noises about having a party in their house while me and my wife were out.
So yeah.
And I was like, how good an evening do you think I'll have?
Yeah, knowing. Knowing.
As the person who is most engaged with, you know, at the moment, with keeping the house straight and knowing what's going on and stuff. And
yeah.
Oh, dear. No, was the answer to that one.
Yeah,
no, you can't. You come to my party or no party at all.
It's a very tricky one, that one.
Oh, I'm walking for a bit.
Yeah, cool. We can walk.
Just went up that hill there.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I tell you what, I'll take a photo. Look at that. Really gorgeous.
It is, yeah.
Very, very beautiful. Like you say, we're lucky to be out, really. You never regret a run.
No.
Although sometimes certain parts of your body do.
So is it mostly knee stuff at the moment?
Yeah, I've got a bit of a... It's sort of my ITB. And
right.
Sort of the top left where my kneecap attaches on the left.
Right.
I always had a week left.
Which is a kind of... That's a sort of hardy perennial, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that the pain I had in my foot, it's all the same. It's all referred pain.
Right.
It's all on the same side. And also, the foot pain goes when I got my running shoes on.
Right.
So, we can run on. That's okay. What was I going to say?
Kids, parties, home.
Yeah, something
not
like
much
that.
Fun.
That kind of...
The worst thing about having a party with loads of kids there is just... waiting for them all to go. And the noise that they make when they leave, when you already know the neighbours are annoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just... I mean, we've had loads.
I have to say...
We've had loads of parties.
This level of socials you're talking about is seriously advanced.
Yeah, we've had...
I'm talking about, you know...
Yeah.
Possible presence of my...
Yeah, we've
bookish son and disapproving daughter.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same as having a mini rave.
No, we have had loads of parties. And well, not loads, but because it's so discordant with the rest of the street, which is basically a retirement community,
yeah,
they just stand out more. So if we have...
That's a very small tree to hang on to.
So if we have...
A sapling.
If we have three a year, it becomes like... It feels like a horrendous imposition, you know?
Yeah, no, it's happening again.
And Is everyone else?
I've got a nice neighbour who's
annoyed by the
constant friends with DJs. And I think twice last year they came back
right
like at closing time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then partied till the early afternoon.
And it does annoy you. We've never done anything like that, but it really, I could see that too. But we've had parties going to like 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I can see how annoying that is.
And the slow...
As you get older, when you want to be asleep by 10, I get that.
And also, you realise with like real venues, nightclubs, all this stuff... This whole please leave quietly thing.
It's just
not going to happen.
It just doesn't work. No.
It's like when they say to a heckler at a comedy gig, they've said they'll be quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Says the promoter. So, yeah, but they won't be.
No, they never are.
Because they've proved that
they don't want to be
they
already.
They don't want to, they can't. And that's all good.
Yeah.
But the fact they said they were going to try, it's like kind of saying, don't worry, I'll fly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll fly for this last section.
I'll forget who I am now. Yeah. Yeah. I'll happily be someone totally different.
So that's something that happened this last week, is that me and Paul found that we were doing a gig together.
Yes, we did,
If we'd known, we'd have said to you all to come. We were in Goring by Sea.
Goring by Sea, yeah.
And Paul opened by saying, hello, Goring on Sea. They didn't like that.
Did they like that? Mate, I'm going to have to do some exploring.
Okay, have a nice time.
Okay.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With an egg on the top, and then not until at least 4 p.m. Yeah, so.
Goring on Sea was tough.
Going by Sea.
Yeah, I was on first, and it was fine, but as I said to you, there's a couple of quite challenging resting faces. And I think that's just, as we said, it's because you're on first.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just working it out.
That's right.
But it was perfectly
And they're working
fine.
Out what they want for the evening. It's like yeah. stuff and you
they,
can't...
Yeah, and they want someone funny.
You haven't got any control over. But you were great. But it's not just about being funny, isn't it? It's about loosening up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They need to be...
Yeah.
They're warming up on you.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You are the warm-up act on first, aren't you? You literally are.
And it's funny because they were exactly that. There's a big room full of people. They're up for it. And then the show begins and it's like...
Yeah.
And,
just
you know,
working it
and
out.
Of
what
course,
is this? Yeah.
You know, not blowing smoke up your caboose, but you're a... For a warmer fact, you're a bit of a luxury for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
They're
going
to get a long way into good comedy watching you for 20 minutes, which meant the rest of the evening was a joy. I mean, the second guy, really excellent, but really quite new. And they loved him. And that meant that by the time I was on...
Just surfing. Just away.
Yeah, and it's like I didn't have to do anything really. I just had to...
Great.
Basically, I did all my jokes and stuff. But in terms of enjoying it...
Great.
They're so loose. It's like we're all just enjoying it together, you know?
Yeah, that's great fun, isn't it?
It was really lovely. And I was able to get home, which is a real luxury. And that's why it's a shame to complain about it. But of course, it wasn't easy.
How do you get back from Goring?
I got a lift to the station.
Yeah.
Got a train to Brighton. Ooh. The party train to Brighton.
Right, okay.
Got the party train out of Brighton.
Yeah.
Then that got me back to St Pancras and thence the right. bus home. So it was late, it's cold.
That bus is going to smart, isn't it?
Slept on my own bed, which is a
yeah,
good
yeah.
thing.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And I watched a film on my phone.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
It's not too shabby, really. You can't complain, and yet, did you hear just then? I did.
It's good to... there's never a... It's bad manners to get the name of the... Yeah. The name of your town wrong that you're gigging at, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's incredible. And only the previous week I started to talk about Nottingham when I was in Birmingham.
Oh, no, don't you go.
They love that.
They love that stuff.
They love that. So yeah. Does that happen in Nottingham? What? Because I was doubling up with Nottingham. I was on my way to Nottingham.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How to show that you're not actually in the moment.
Yeah, that's right. But I think that
terrible
also,
behavior.
The unfortunate thing is that non-comedians won't know this, is that there's a huge amount of power. If you, in any way, not just, you know, naming the town is the most obvious one, but if you show that you know where you are,
yeah.
you score a massive number of
yeah,
points.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've got any
you
jokes
make even the slightest
it.
Mistake about where you are, you lose a massive number of points.
Of course, yeah.
Which is really...
Because that's where they are.
Yeah.
We're here. You've come to us. You don't even know where you are.
It's like, and you said going on sea instead of going by sea, and there was a kind of ripple of disapproval. It's like, oh, guys, who
well,
cares?
Two guys just ran to the stage, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, that's
to be
right.
apprehended by security.
That's right.
Some more woman just set herself on fire.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
This is tough. This is opening stuff, classic opening stuff.
By the end of the gig, it was much nicer.
I had to be escorted from the building.
Whereas the other day, I was on... It wasn't even that much. I can't remember when it was. Anyway, I think there were six acts on
yeah.
doing new material. Three acts in the first half. And I was the third of those.
Was this Old Rope?
It was Old Rope.
George was there?
Oh, yes, he was, yeah.
George was at the gig, yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't
he said you were
test
great.
His... resolved by doing my most defensive material, like you had just
about him, yeah.
48 hours before. Yeah. You can also lose an audience by doing adult material about and at the expense of the audience member.
George was there, crying in the corner with therapists.
He ran at the stage. Yeah, he had to yeah. be restrained. Yeah. This is happening more and more. To be fair, he wasn't in the audience; he was working. So
grafted.
You know,
hard graft.
But of course, we love it when the people who work at the gigs like us. So that's
yeah, of course.
That was a meaningless dig. Yeah, but I... Tiff Stevenson
oh, yeah.
Compere,
yeah.
she met a guy in the front row. And when I was on, I referred to him by name. Honestly, it was kind of similar response to when Oprah gave all those people cars.
Right.
It's like, how does he know his name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They
this
love
is incredible.
Yeah.
They literally said to me when I was putting my guitar away in the break, how did you know his name? It's like, well,
I just watched.
He said it.
Yeah.
I remembered it for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But it's honouring that.
Talk.
It's honouring that moment-to-moment thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's why it's so important. And it's why it's a
well,
cardinal
it's
sin not to.
It's important know? In Nottingham. It's important in Birmingham.
Yeah, it's important wherever you are. Where? Is this Nottingham or Birmingham? I mean, sometimes I go even further and I go, I literally go, where am I? My first thing is say, where am I? I mean, this is just how not to open, isn't it?
Where are we this
where,
time?
Where are we? What is this place?
It's you got it for the computer, is it? Who is it?
Q stampede for the stage. Can I have security situated? Sign of an insecure act.
400 people about to have a good time. I need
immediately turned over.
I need 10 security stuff at the front of the stage, please.
just a really insecure
sure
sound check.
They are yeah. in Birmingham, not Nottingham, for the
just
trouble.
Just before I go on, so can you clarify, where's the nearest exit? Just in case.
Actually, that reminded me of something. The thing where sometimes the police don't have very good, customer service skills.
Oh, yeah.
As I was saying the other day, just like phoning to report a crime. And so it's like, what are you doing? Why did you phone us up? It's like, well, you're the police. I can't remember the story, but
yeah.
I was reminded that a few years ago I was in a hotel that attached to the gig in Cardiff, actually. It was the
all right, yeah.
Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah.
Cardiff Bay.
Yeah.
And there was trouble. There was these guys drinking after hours, and they were... It was sort of escalating between them and the student-y guy behind the bar.
Right.
Who didn't...
didn't like
this
them.
Was when a really hard-looking, stocky, silver-haired, 60-ish Scottish guy, yeah, laid both his hands flat on the bar in front of this Harry Potter-ish youngster,
yeah,
and said, "Are you accusing me of threatening behaviour?" Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I mean, yeah, that's like a cryptic crosser clue. How do you,
yes,
get out of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
I actually
not.
Am. Yes. Yes. Yes, I am.
And the youngster kept saying, "Oh, the funny thing is, I was being a terrible misunderstanding." Because, oh no, they're gonna. Anyway, I phoned the police.
Right.
And the woman on the phone said, "What's the address?" I said, "I don't know. It's out of the Hen Express in Cardiff Bay." She said, "If you phone the police, you should know the address."
Oh goodness.
I said, "Well, I don't. Well, sorry, Mum."
Crazy.
You playing that?
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Great days.
Yeah. Did they come? Did anything happen?
Yeah, the police came and talked everyone down.
Right.
And it was good. And me and
did you bond with Harry
comedian
Potter?
No, we slipped away.
Right.
Slipped away in the night. I think I checked in with the police.
Yeah.
They probably want to know who called. But they just, you know, they were actually, the police were excellent when they arrived. They just kind of sloped in and everything was calm.
Yes,
but
yeah.
But there wasn't any sense that they shouldn't have been there. It was quite high octane.
Yeah.
Are you accusing me?
Potentially very dangerous situations.
Yeah. Because some people don't know when to stop drinking, do they?
No.
Oh, the circle is complete.
Well, that's one
thing. The funny thing about goring by stroke on sea,
yeah,
is that they would have been so happy for us to call it goring.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that because we know of another place called goring, which they probably hate.
I know a good opener would have been. Why did they call this place Boring Goring? That would have been a good opener, wouldn't it? Is it boring? Are you boring?
You should go back for the next one.
Here I am on first, all accusing right, you of being
by
boring.
The sea.
Yeah.
Where are we? Oh, boring. Did you say boring?
Boring.
You're so boring.
Boring. Get him off quick. Get him off. You're boring. Look at your faces.
Here we go. I had that. I'm walking this hill.
Yeah, let's walk.
I had that in one of my first ever 20-minute gigs.
Yeah.
Someone heckled boring.
And
full disclosure, not disclosure, full self-defense. It was a good gig. It was going well.
Right.
I used to have some stuff about walking.
Yeah.
And the sense that walking is a boring subject was implicit in the comedy.
Yes.
Which everyone was enjoying.
Hi, everyone.
And it was a student gig. It was at the Rocket on Holloway Road.
Yes, and I remember that gig.
And there was a guy, like a guy worked in security there, sitting in the back in a suit.
What, security's heckling you?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I think he was off duty.
All right, okay.
Anyway,
that's
he said, boring.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I was like the Harry Potter guy then. I was like, well, it's actually been a misunderstanding because it's not really, anyway.
It's a joke about the fact that it could be seen as boring.
And then Phil Nichol came on.
And slammed
him. I absolutely loved it. And of course, at the time, it just seemed amazing, but it was also grist in the mill for him. He must have been glad it happened.
Yeah.
Because he just did his incredibly
shakes the
high
gig
energy set. And it was a very low-key gig. Oh, yeah. Get these mushrooms. Do you want to take them home for lunch? Num, 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 num.
Num, num,
mushrooms.
Num.
Mushrooms. Lovely.
Nice.
And the good thing is, when you see mushrooms in the woods, you can just pick them up, take them home and eat them. There's no risk.
Absolutely no risk at all.
There's no risk.
Mushrooms. Comedians found dead.
Jackson's Lane.
Next to a couple of mushrooms. Over.
One bite of each.
Yeah. One comedian was very, very small. The other comedian was very, very big.
Yeah.
Caterpillar appears to have fled the scene.
Last words were boring, goring. Over.
Anyway, Phil Nichol dotted his entire set
around
this bellowing at
button.
This guy. Am I boring you now? Plays a song. Am I boring you now? Does a joke. I'm boring you now?
Fun. Good fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad in a way that young Rob Deering
had to be the sacrifice.
It was another comedian who got the good gig out of it, but hey.
That's such his
I've
life.
Done all right since.
Good lesson to learn.
Yeah.
Is there anything more potentially obstructive at a gig than an off-duty security bloke?
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting how all these little senses of what the rules are at a gig, because it's true that generally if someone's really badly behaved in terms of talking or heckling, they will often turn out to be there for free, or work there and are often
linked with the venue in some way.
Yeah, and they've got some different contract.
Yeah,
some different.
There's no investment. Yeah,
different investment in anything, and it all goes wrong.
Yeah.
So,
in many ways, one wonders whether, and I don't mean to be pretentious here, perhaps He was shouting at himself, at his own life.
It was also, maybe so, also not the most amazing gig. I did a charity gig there much more recently.
Yeah.
No, actually, I did do a charity gig there, but that's not when this happened. I'm mixing up gigs. I was doing a gig there a few years ago, more recently, when I had more of an awareness of it.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't on my way up anymore.
How to play it. Yeah, you're there. And, you were there.
During someone else's set, a fight broke out.
Right.
Two youngsters fighting.
Oh,
and there was
goodness.
A security guard. This guy was on duty. He was standing with his arms folded, security written across his shoulders.
Shouting, boring.
He was watching the fight.
Right.
I said, you're supposed to...
do something?
You're supposed to... You should intervene now. And then he did.
Right.
So, yeah, great gig. I hope I get to go there again soon.
Yeah. That was a good little gig, that. The Rocket.
I don't know if I can agree.
Do you know what? I'm confusing it with TNC2. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Town and Country Club, do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, I remember the Town and Country Club, which is now called, what, the Forum?
Is it the Forum?
Ooh, 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 ooh. I saw Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine there 30 years ago, plus. So what did we talk about yesterday that we need to... What were those nuggets of wisdom? I tell you what we talked about, and I did... Someone had kind of requested that we talk about it, so we could we could skirt over it, which is... Do you want motivation? And I feel really bad when we called upon to talk about motivation, because what we were talking about yesterday is how lucky we are to be able to run in daylight all year round.
Yes.
So much respect for you... Regular running 9 to 5.
For the up at dawners and then running home after.
Yeah.
After 6. Yeah.
Impressive stuff, and indeed, getting out for these long Sunday runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we see you, and but one of the things we were saying yesterday is, in life you need. It's harder when you've just got to motivate from a standing start. This is why structure is great. This is why park run's great.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Because you go every week, you know, and if you don't want to, I mean, sure, every now and again you don't want to go, you can't go, whatever. But if you don't want to go, who cares? You're going.
Yes.
You know.
And it's also that thing we talked about to be a runner is to choose discomfort.
Yes.
And there's a lot of fun in discomfort within reason.
Yeah.
If all your runs are just really easy in really nice conditions, it's fine, but there's nothing, you know, like you went out running in the rain the other week.
Yeah.
And you just really enjoy it.
It's going to make you feel more
you're
enlivened.
Yeah, you factored it into your life because there's going to be discomfort in life.
Yes.
And thank God, because that's where the growth is.
That's right. Well, it is.
Bang!
You can put these two things together when you're training for an event. You know, sometimes it's important to remember that the training for an event is what makes your running nice and not the other way around. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
The event's just a couple of hours on one day.
Yeah.
The 4 months leading up to it. That's a joyous journey.
It absolutely is, yeah. And that is where the fun is in everything, isn't it?
You know? And two things about that are, one, often when you're really deep in training for a big distance run, the moment when you know you're doing quite well is when you get a bit sick of it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is when people get in touch and say, I've lost my running mojo. It's because you've been doing absolutely loads.
Yeah.
It's okay, you know, it'll be back.
And that's where the sort of... That's often where the meat of it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like when you're training really hard for an event and you go to bed and you can sort of feel your legs sore in bed. And it's like, that's the training effect, isn't it? That's
you're deep.
Yeah, you're
and
in
like
it.
You're saying, that's the push, that's the edge we're searching for. Because the thing that, not just as runners, but as humans, is really hard to find is complete balance.
Yeah.
We think we're just going to noodle along, being exactly as fit, running exactly as far. And actually, it's always... a calibration between too much and too little.
Yeah.
Just trying to keep that needle right on the zero, and it's difficult.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's the pregnant, in terms of training hard for a big event, it's a bit like when a woman is pregnant and she says, I feel, this is like late in pregnancy, and she'll say, I feel great now. I think I'm ready to have the baby.
Yeah.
And sometimes you think, I don't know if you are.
Right.
And then a fortnight later, she says, I'm so sick of being pregnant.
Yeah.
You think now you are.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I know all about it. Come to me. Ask me about pregnancy. I'm all over it.
Yeah.
I'm the expert. I should go on the internet and talk.
Childbirth, schmilebirth. Boring, blah, blah. I've just been sorting out the parking.
And then older women within earshot ran at Paul, except for the ones who'd set themselves could on fire.
Where am I? Could I have a cordon, please, as I leave the venue? After my
get a material
bit. Boring.
Boring.
causing trouble. Wherever he goes, over. He's wildly pontificating about pregnancy.
So the rest of the week, you've got your birthday party on Friday.
Yes.
Right.
Birthday park on Saturday morning.
Right.
Lunch with my mum Sunday afternoon.
Nice, okay.
Birthday on Monday, going we'll to see Abba Voyage.
We'll do the podcast. Oh, what you do? Oh, you go to Abba Voyage?
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Ra's been to that. Julie's been. Great
well,
time.
I haven't been.
You're going to have a great time.
Oh, everyone's been. Forget
you'll
it.
Have, you'll have a great time. Only thing is, do you like Abba?
Who are ABBA?
Apparently you've got to like ABBA.
I didn't know.
Yeah. You don't go anywhere on the voyage, you're just there in the same place.
Some kind of a food festival. And then I'm in...
that's great.
Yeah, Cardiff.
Right.
Cardiff Glee, Cardiff Park on the 3rd.
Nice.
Then I'm in Brighton, Hope on Park on December the 10th.
And hoping that the marathon holds in Brighton.
Yeah.
As yet, a little bit... uncertain the That's immediate right. future for Brighton.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
financially, administratively.
I've been lined up to do it for a different charity to usual. We'll talk about that more of that as it develops. But if I can't do Brighton, I'll take that fundraising to London.
Yeah.
So at least there's a plan. And Scotland, if you're thinking, well, I'm not in Wales, I'm not in Brighton, I'm not in London. I'll be in Scotland. I'm going to Glasgow. Last weekend.
Glasgow.
On Christmas Eve. I think it'll be Victoria Park Park on the 17th.
Nice, yeah.
Get up to 50 to 102 park runs. That means I can get to 150 by the end of next year.
So which park run are you on Saturday morning?
Highbury Fields.
Highbury Fields. Okay.
And, yeah, I might park walk it, but you never know.
Yeah.
It's so exciting that I'm going to be getting a PB for my birthday.
Really, can't wait for that real low pressure attempt on a PB.
That's right.
If I can turn back time.
Maybe when I get to Hove, I can get one of those low pressure pacers who doesn't go quite as fast as they said they would.
Well, I said 20 minutes, more about 22.
I so demand that so many people got in touch to say, what? What the heck? And we are going back to Wanstead Park because
we really liked
it.
It was good.
And it was designed to be somewhere we could get to so that...
Fairly
but
easy.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
This is something we said yesterday. So nice to live in a city where you can find somewhere...
Just go somewhere different.
You've
like
never been before. Somewhere beautiful you've never been before.
Yeah. But how?
So what have you got between now and Christmas?
Well, I'll be going hell for leather to finish the screenplay.
Yes. Is the end of the year your deadline?
Yes.
That's good.
This was going to be the year of the screenplay, so my last sort of...
This is the age of the train. Yeah. This is the age of the train.
My,
No, that's Jimmy Savile. Yeah.
My last...
What's he doing now?
Oh, well, good old Jimmy. Cancel that! No, can't forget it! They're running out
of comedian's being attacked again.
Good old He's Jimmy Savile. Could you walk
if
over?
If anything, the things you say seem to be worse. Yeah. Worse than every pronouncement. Disastrous.
So I've got my last... My last chat with this writer on the 20th, and then that'll be done. I might get some park runs in before the end of the year.
Good.
It's not inconceivable.
Yeah.
And I've got just gigs all over the place, really. A few churchy gigs.
I don't think I'm going to get enough slapstick done before the end of the year, so we've got to get that up to speed.
Yes.
As much slapstick.
Oh, my God.
Possible.
Rob!
If you can put slapstick
Rob,
in the podcast.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
Why didn't anyone tell us the road was closed?
Yeah, what did you tell us?
How do you expect people to know the road's closed if you don't tell us that the road's closed? How can you possibly know that? Oh, look, there's a sign that says the road's closed.
I have to say that you're not really mean or anything, but your voice for the... Sounded a lot like the voice you give your children now.
I've got my coat.
I did enjoy your set the other night. It's very funny. It's funny stuff. I mean it.
Good.
It's a shame. Dear listener wants to see us at a gig. And that doesn't happen very often, so...
We get some people to turn up sometime. I'll tell you what, we've got some PBs.
What can I say? We're both headliners. Oh, what can I say?
Both headliners.
It's very rare. Very rare that we're on the same bill.
Yeah, we do. Should we do some PBs?
Yeah, excellent.
Let's just stroll back. That was lovely. And that was really nice.
And how far have we gone this morning?
Be about four, I reckon.
Yeah,
3.75.
Three and three quarters.
We'll call it
3.75. And, I'm
cozy 3.75.
More than done. Yeah. So, I'm just disposing of this. And let's get a last photo of us on here before I get these. The PBs, if you're wondering what the hell's going on, they're on my phone, you see.
Why are they closed? Why is it closed? Tell us why it's closed.
Oh, you doing that just reminded me of watched Knives Out again last night.
All right.
I really like Knives Out.
Yeah.
Strangely, for a kind of Agatha Christie-esque mystery... normally, when you watch them once, you've basically got the meat of it, haven't you?
Yeah.
I enjoy Knives Out more every time I watch
it. That's a sign of a decent movie, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think also I've been thinking about act structures. Must be something you're thinking about. You see it in... I was going to say in like B-movies, but I mean in sort of pure entertainment. You know, I watched Batman Begins the other day. I watched Red Eye. And it's very good. A well-written entertainment like that. You see your act structure so clearly.
Yeah.
You know, the end of the first... It's basically in three chapters.
Yes.
But they all serve a different purpose. In Knives Out, it's different because it's to do with what we know.
Right.
You know, so you find out all this information, and that's the first act, and then you go up a level and you find out another level of information.
Nice.
And that's
nice.
The second act, and that's how the acts are structured.
Yeah.
No wonder the new Knives Out film is called Glass Onion. I think the layers of the onion are very relevant. Very, very relevant. Anyway, here you go. I'm going to hand you this and you can start on these PBs while I blow my nose. Otherwise, I'm going to be sniffing all the way. What have we got?
We have got Neil Hunting. We cannot forget Neil.
No.
He got in touch with us direct. Said, can I get a PB? Of course you can get a PB.
We shout
out. Southwold Adnams 10K, 48 minutes and 53 seconds. Well run, Neil.
I love Southwold. I think that's great. I'd like to do that 10K.
We have Jeremy Carey. St. Neil.
Where am I? What's this list? St. Boring.
Where am I? St. Neil's half. 87 minutes, 42 seconds.
Why
well run,
say
Jeremy Carey.
This is where Paul says, I like Russia. Good guys. Good foreign policy.
Yeah.
Oh, and everyone's attacking him again.
No one knows what he's going to say next.
Here we go. We have Richard Harrison again. He's on a bit of a run, isn't he?
Wait, I didn't Aruga Jeremy, and he did an amazing half in St. Neil's.
Yeah, 87 minutes.
Yeah, he said he
well
saw
done,
the 130 pacers and then took them.
Nice.
Incredible. Aruga. Sorry, continue. Who's next?
Richard Harrison again.
Yeah.
Coventry Park.
Well done, Richard. I think you think that you're going to stop plucking these low-hanging fruit, but you're still
going
up
and up. He keeps getting faster and faster. 22-22. 2-2-2-2. Well run, Richard. And then up pops Nicola Cartledge, Peckinpah run, 22-21.
Yeah, just a
run. Oh, that's going to smart.
Yeah, I mean, we
that
don't
is going
like
to, smart.
To set listeners against each other, but...
Put that in your pipe, Richard Harrison. How are you feeling,
Cartledge
mate?
Harrison.
How are you feeling? Because you're constantly racing everyone else in the world exactly at the same time, always.
I'm picturing the two of them on like on big screens with all the facts coming up next to them, or both with their hand on a big... You know, what do boxers do? Massive shorts, anyway.
Kevin Hutchins, friend
of
the
show. Yeah, that was Nicola. We rushed Nicola there.
Yeah, yeah, well done,
connected.
Nicola. Peckinpah run, 22-21.
Still got
21.
That
That's
incredible
great.
Marathon fitness from York.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, good decision to go to Peckham, which I assume is not quite as hilly as Hillyfield.
Yeah, yeah. She's done well there.
Yeah.
Beating Richard.
No.
Kevin Hutchins.
It's lucky they weren't at the same time. In one second, they'd have been sort of like wrestling on the line.
Kevin Hutchins
like
is a friend of the show, and he did Oldham Park run in 23 minutes and 9 seconds. Well run, Kevin. Amazing, isn't it, when people do PBs? PBs are incredible. We kind of gloss over them. It's pretty big stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
you run faster than you ever have before. You know?
Yes, that's right. And there's also the element, I'm joking about getting them for 100 off my birthday, but they're... I'm sure these people will agree. They can really take you by surprise.
Yeah.
You can if you really go on the nose and try and get a PB, you A, you're less likely to get it, and B, I don't know, you're more likely to break yourself over it. It's, they can sneak up on you. Yeah, there's a marriage of conditions, and yet also you have to run your absolute best.
You have to really go for it. Gavin J at Falkirk Half.
He was asking for all the half marathon advice. Obviously, it went well.
And he did really well. 2 hours and 1 second.
Nothing wrong with that.
Only it got a bit faster. Paul, no. In that last little bit. How hard can it be to just sprint at the end?
But no, amazing achievement.
Gav, nice. Is that all of them?
No, it's not. We've got one left. Oh, Clive Hall, New York City Marathon.
Oh, yeah, of course. We know about this.
3 hours and 56 minutes and 40 seconds. 54 years old. It's his first marathon. Well done, Clive.
Yeah, great, he's great.
And he enjoyed New York.
Yeah, and he just had a lovely marathon and did really well. And then, like, a different version of my experience, turned around and found that everyone had had a terrible time.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, okay, I got my sub 4. I had a great time.
You can only have your experience, and he's had a really good one. Well run, Clive.
Brilliant, yeah. What's New York for Klaxon.
Baduda.
Get out of the road,
come
buddy.
On.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. Well, I'm talking here.
I'm running here.
Come on.
I'm running sub 4 here.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.